Thank you. That was one of my favourite introductions. It reminded me of an occasion when I was speaking to a group of seniors at our home church, and one of the little old ladies was given the job of introducing me. Now, I had been the pastor there for over 30 years, so she thought it was a bit odd that she was to introduce me. But anyway, this is what she did. She made her way laboriously up the steps, took quite a long time to get to the microphone, stood behind the microphone, adjusted it, and said, "Our speaker today, Stuart Briscoe, needs no introduction, so he won't get one." And I thought that was excellent. Another time I was in a church in California, and the pastor introduced me as follows. He said, "Stuart's here again." He didn't look very happy about it. Then he said, "I guess I should say something else about him, but I don't know what to say." And then he thought for a minute, and then he brightened up a little bit, and he said, oh yeah, there's one thing. Probably most of you don't know this. Stuart Briscoe is the man of whom Billy Graham once said, "Who?" And he left me. So much for introductions. Jill and I are happy to be here again at Fort Wilderness. We came here 48 years ago, the first time. And that was about 3 weeks after we arrived here from England. By the way, I'm from England. Some of you perhaps thought I had a speech impediment, but this is how I learned to speak English in England. And we had just arrived. In England, you have to realize that it's always damp, it's always cool, it's always gray there. And then we arrived here in the middle of November, and we're told immediately, you have to take the youth group up to a place called Snow Rodeo. We came up here, we had never been so cold in our lives. Somebody gave me a strange looking thing, and I said, "What is it?" He said, "It's a snowmobile suit." I said, "What do you do with them?" He said, "You get in them." So I thought that seemed a little odd, but was I grateful for that? Somebody said, "You're going to live in this during this week." They were wrong. I slept in it. I didn't come back to Fort Wilderness for 30 years. But then I did come back for a pastor's conference, and Truman, who was the founder of this ministry, he introduced me then. It's all about introductions. And he said, "This fellow goes all over the world teaching pastors, and it's taken us all 30 years to get him to come up here." And I said, "Well, that's true. There's a reason for it. I was so cold last time I came. I only thawed out last Thursday." But now we've got a nice change. We've got this lovely liquid sunshine that we can enjoy together. Well, for our role this week, my wife Jill and I, we're going to teach the scriptures. And one of the things I read a long time ago about a famous British preacher called Charles Haddon Spurgeon, he said, "Let pleasantly profitable, let all our preaching be. Pleasantly profitable, let all our preaching be." And that's something I keep in the back of my mind all the time when I'm trying to teach the scriptures. No point doing it if it's not profitable. Nobody's going to want to do it if it isn't pleasant. So pleasantly profitable, let all our preaching be. It will help us in our teaching if you bring a Bible, if you've got one, and then you can see that we're not making it up as we go on. It would also be helpful to you if you bring a pencil and a pen and paper and take a few notes. It's not that our talks are so wonderful that you ought to be taking everything down. but it just is a means of remembering. And scripture says this, if we meditate upon these things, that is the things we've heard, if we meditate upon these things, the Lord will give us understanding. Well, if you can't remember what you heard, you can't meditate on it. And if your memory is a thing that you forget with, like my memory, then you need to take notes. So bring a Bible if you've got one. Take some notes, that I think you'll find that helpful, and spend a little time during the course of each day meditating upon the things that you've heard. I'm going to be talking to you from the Epistle to the Galatians. It's not the easiest book in the Bible to understand, but we'll have a crack at it and see what we can do. And there's one little phrase in the middle of that epistle where the Apostle Paul talks about the life that I now live. The life that I now live. And that will be our theme for this week. Each day, I will do the main teaching, but Jill will bring the really interesting part each day as well, right at the beginning of the session. She writes poetry. And behind her poetry is a story, a backstory. And so I've been encouraging her to not only write her poetry, but put the backstory with it as well. So each day, that's what she'll do for us. So thank you for being here, and I trust we'll have a pleasantly profitable time.